Thank you, Elmer. Thank you, Elmer. President Wood, members of the Board of Regents, Judge Forbes, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not sure whether I'll be able to join that grand day of the 50th anniversary, as Elmer mentioned, because I'm not quite 50 years old. But I'll be here next time. You know, it was a great day today. It was a great day for more reasons than one, because I think the University of Alaska is really the nugget of the North. It's a living center, a growing center of education. It's a center of knowledge, and it's a center of things that are vitally important to everything that's going to happen in the future. And it's going to happen because men like and women like you students are going to make it happen. Because things that are of importance are made to happen. Now, Albert Einstein once said that education is that which remains after you have forgotten everything you learned at school. Now, that might sound like a joke, but it has its point. The education that you get here at the University of Alaska should not merely be some process whereby you come out with a block of facts or a sack full of ideas about this or about that. Because if that's what you're looking for, the World Almanac has plenty of information and you can get it there. But education is more than that. The facts and ideas are important, but the most important thing that an educated person requires is an attitude. It's a style, a frame of mind, an approach to the world, something that makes a live person. And that person becomes a valuable part of everything he gets into, whatever it might be. Now, these people with their spirit and their various interests are the kind of people the University of Alaska strives to produce. And let me tell you, all of you students educated here, you can find no better place to use your spirit and your drive than here in Alaska. And furthermore, I want to tell you this. I'm for that Student Activity Center, and I think we should get it pretty quick. You know, up here it's a little different. Besides getting an education, you're building a country. You're here at the top of the world. All you have to do is look at a globe. It's the headwaters of probably the greatest underdeveloped area in the world, the rim of the Pacific. Because on that rim lives about two-thirds of the world's population. And it's that area of need, where you'll find the value of your education. And all who are a part of what we call this University Nerve Center of the North, you're needed to help this happen. You know, it's a great honor for me and Mrs. Hickel to be here to participate in the golden anniversary and the festivities of this university. As was mentioned, officially today, May the 3rd, is the 50th anniversary. Because it was on this day in 1917 that the Alaska Territorial Legislature created the Alaska Agricultural College and the School of Mines. But actually, the story of the University of Alaska began in those years that were mentioned before with a man who did so much for Alaska in many ways, James Wickersham. Now, Wickersham was a strong fighter and a strong man. And he was a fella that struggled to break the hold of the outside commercial monopolies that were on Alaska in those days. He was a man of vision. He saw the future. And as our delegate to Congress, one of his many achievements outside of the university was in driving through that legislation that created the Alaska Railroad. You know, and I could talk all night about that, because I think, economically, that was the single most important act that ever happened to the great part of Westward Alaska. And another bill, as was mentioned, was that created the college that you have here today, back in 1914. And many of the rough and tough miners in the Fairbanks area, they sort of laughed off Wickersham's idea of having a college way up there in the north. For what? They said. But his determination was great. It was so great that he himself went out in the wilds right here, outside of Fairbanks, and got the project underway by laying that cornerstone, which is now this great university on the North American continent. You know, that ceremony was on July the 4th, 1915, when Wickersham declared that Alaska needed a college to allow its young people to get educated and grow and become a part of the land. It was 2 years later that the territorial legislature accepted the funds and the land that were part of Wickersham's congressional legislation of 1915. Now just think, between 1917 and 1922, 5 years, the legislature appropriated a total of $101,000 for all the necessary buildings, and the college was finally opened on September 18, 1922. I wonder if they envisioned in those days, after spending an average of $20,000 a year, that in one turn of a shovel, you might have a building of 200,000 square feet 50 years later at a cost between $9.5 and $10 million. I think if Judge Wickersham were alive today, he would have said, "Yes, I saw that," because he was that kind of a person. It would take a man like that to have the vision to start where he started and to see what we have today. The student body of the University of Alaska has grown quite a bit since then. That first year, they had 63 students, one graduate, one senior, 10 freshmen, 3 special students, and 48 taking short courses. After 13 years as an agricultural college and school of mines, the territorial legislature saw that it was time for a change and formally established the University of Alaska. Now, the university that was created in 1935 was and is unique among institutions of higher learning because of the scope of the goals set out for it by the legislature and because of the ways it has met those goals successfully. You may have heard them before, but I would like to go over them now because they show why the university is important to Alaska. Its goals are to instruct youth and adults seeking higher learning in the liberal arts, the science, and the professions, to increase and apply through research knowledge of value of mankind, and particularly to the residents of the state, to serve the people throughout the 586,400 square miles and as an intellectual, scientific, and cultural resource, to provide and help develop competent leadership for the people of Alaska in their continued improvement of their state or territory as a good region in which to live, to strive above all to develop in its students at all levels those qualities of mind and body which are necessary for a life as a worthy human being in a democratic society. As we can see by looking at those goals, the University of Alaska is meant to be a university for Alaska. It is meant to be a university to build people and likewise to build a country. The challenge it faces is one of helping to build realistic goals for the people of the state and helping to provide ways to achieve those goals. Now, over the years, as Alaska has grown, so has the university which bears its name. First by adding courses and then whole colleges in order to better educate and take care of the needs of the people of the state. Its task is all the more important today when the spirit of progress is alive in the air and you can tell it the minute you set foot on its soil. And Alaska begins to move forward on a new wave of economic and cultural development. And as President Elmer said, they're very closely tied together. And this university must lead in both. And we are striving to produce people who can function at their full potential. This morning, when we broke ground for a library, humanities and fine arts complex, we were doing just that. The humanities and fine arts takes man beyond the material thing and into the realm of the spirit, where there is imagination and vision and the sensitivity needed for a truly rich life that can be had in the North. The groundbreaking this morning is a mark of progress that will give Alaska a much better reputation, one that shows our appreciation of cultural values, along with those of material and economic development. Yes, the University of Alaska has come a long way since its beginning 50 years ago. Then it was a single college devoted exclusively to agricultural mining, but two things that are still important today. Today it is grown into a university that encompasses six colleges, ranging from arts and letters through business, government, and science. On the graduate level, we have developed a number of specialized programs that are bringing recognition to the University of Alaska and helping us to build this state. For example, our Arctic Environmental Research Program attracts scientists from universities all over the world. And from these programs, we learn continually more about our Arctic and how man can better adapt himself to live here, to live in harmony with the country. We are the only university in the United States with a program of subarctic agricultural research. But another area in which the University of Alaska has grown to meet the needs of the state is the Division of Statewide Services. This division offers a variety of university courses, educational programs, and special services to Alaskans everywhere. Its work is done through six community colleges, through evening classes and correspondence study, through summer sessions, conferences, short courses, and whatever else is needed. These programs provide much-needed opportunities for adult education in Alaska, so that we will continually be able to improve ourselves, whether it be by learning French or studying European history or learning a new trade. Incidentally, vocational training will help to put us in a position where we do not have to depend on an outside workforce to meet the needs of industry. We are America's first frontier of the North, and the university is going to be an important vehicle for opening up the country, an important vehicle for this progress. Because of its role, the University of Alaska is in a position to obtain funds needed to develop the country, funds in the form of federal and private grants. Where the giving of such grants to private industry could be criticized, the university can receive them and do the kind of work that will ultimately lead more private industry into Alaska. Unfortunately, here in Alaska, we have few great industrial complexes that might have the necessary funds for research and development. In the South 48 and other states, established industries conduct their own research for new resources, and they develop their own techniques for making better use of materials. I say, let the University of Alaska lead the way for private industry here in Alaska. Recently, we took one step in that direction when we asked for the establishment of the Arctic Mineral Center at the university. And I want to say here tonight that that move will be made and completed by July 1 of this year. The work of the State Division of Mines and Minerals is going to be closely coordinated with that of the College of Earth Science and Mineral Industries, making more facilities and staff available to everyone and combining theoretical work with practical application. Later, I'm sure, in my own mind, that we will include, in a great degree, federal agencies in this operation, because I think the United States as a whole is just starting to go in that direction. And it won't be, in my opinion, a direct subsidy for mining, but it'll be a method by which we can make mining a practical and a profitable operation. In this and other ways, let us explore and help show industry how to conquer and use not only what is on the land and in the land, but what is offshore and in the water. No other state, and very few nations, are abutted by two oceans and three seas. The fish, crab, and other sea life off of our 34,000 miles of coast are a natural resource to us that are very important. They're as important to us as, and they belong to us just as the wheat does to Kansas or coal to Pennsylvania or the timber in the Northwest. Let us lead the way here to encourage the federal government to join with us in such programs as a fisheries research center at Kodiak. Yes, the university can also lead in working out solutions to the problems of sanitation, electrification, and the general health and welfare of the people in the Arctic. And it confronts us all over the Arctic. I don't think there's any greater challenge left in the free world than to solve the problems that we have from here north. The problems of the Arctic and developing the Arctic can be licked when men's fear of the Arctic goes away. And that fear will go away when we get more knowledge of what's there. Now, many people believe that the knowledge that we need can only come from big universities and colleges. Well, I'm not impressed with colleges of 20,000 people. But I am impressed with a university such as this, a university that is just like a nugget, and it fits the country. By setting our minds and hearts to the job of developing the country, and by making every effort to accept work and to lick those elements, we shall win. With the leadership of the University of Alaska, we shall get the knowledge and the talent needed to make this great land truly great. I thank you.
The Honorable Governor Walter J. Hickel.